And yet it's one of the loudest birds in the wood.
Is that any Galician?
Well, this is it. There's just wee... There it's...
I hear it.
And yet it's that size. You know what I mean? It's absolutely tiny. Teeny weeny. The chiff chaff's going in the background. That's the chiff chaff monotonous. Just keep going. So it does. That's what it does by and large. And the wren's just sitting there building itself up for another. But whether it'll do it, I know the man later. Oh, that was a chip. That was your woodpecker. That high pitched chip. That's the willow warbler. Chiff chaff. Right, come on, wren. In some bits of Scotland, they're called a Jenny wren. called them Cutty wren. And I don't know, Cutty. I mean, cutties were pipes, weren't they? They called them cutty, wee cutty pipes, didn't they?
Anything wee would be cutty.
Is it cutty? Is that what cutty comes from?
Like in cutty sark.
Aye, cutty sark, a short shirt. Aye, I suppose, aye. But in some bits are called Jenny wren. And also you get a Jenny hern. So I don't know what Jenny comes from.
So but Jenny a hern. Langlegs or Jenny...
Jenny Langlegs, aye.
It's a common thing to see, that.
Is that
Jenny,
right?
Aye.
A Jenny Longlegs, that's often. Right. And a Jenny hern has got big long legs too, and it's a Jenny Onahan's a big thing.
And Mick, have I thought it mair as it's applied to women?
Oh, really?
A Jenny something or a Jenny whatever. I don't know. Jenny Langley, that is now our flattering, though, is it? A Jenny Langley.
You ever heard of the poem by Alexander Anderson? Jenny with the Iron Teeth?
No.
Oh, that's good. Jenny with the Iron Teeth, it's what the mothers used to say to their weans, to fricking the weans, to get your head down and go to sleep, or Jenny with the iron teeth will get you. If you haven't read the poem, you'll need to read it. It's absolutely brilliant.
Uh-huh.
He was, to my mind, he was one of the better Scots poets that Folard Burns. Surfaceman was his kind of literary name. Alexander Anderson.
Which is to do with the railways.
Well, he worked in the railways, and he came from about Kirkconnell. In fact, there's a Kirkconnell in Upper Nithsdale. There's the wren, the wee cutty. Hear it? Aye. Singing its hair to it. You can just see its wee chest out. And it coaxes its tail up. Try to make it as big looking as possible.
That
and it's tiny.
That is a gallus bird.
Aye, it is. It certainly is, aye.